to live just sitting putt
in. I don't know what it is, but you got
on the ball of butter. Don't bring around the cloud to rain on
me.
Trains. Every step I get, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every step I get, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
I came. I couldn't.
Oh, fuck. That's not the goddamn clip I wanted to fucking play with orgasm in the title. Hold on. Okay. Let's see. What do we have? Sorry about being late. It was the computer's fault. It sucks. Ustream is crap. The usual. Listen, we're going to play a game today. She looks pissed and not in a good way. You're right. Good job, Sharon from Tampon. You get a fucking award for guessing right. Now, this shouldn't be too hard, but why don't you check to see why, what is all this fucking typing? Let's have some guesses from the Peanut Gallery as to why I'm upset today. I am not always upset, just on days ending and why. Fuckface. Dun, 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 dun. Guess, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. God, your people are so fucking dumb. Actually, good idea. Did I take them? Uh-oh. Yeah, I did. I remember now. Can you turn down the video? Sure. All right. How do you not know what I'm pissed off about today? Okay, go to the Ustream homepage. No, I didn't get fired. That would be good. Come on. Come on. Go to the Ustream homepage. No, I'm not pissed at Vera, you stupid fuck. Why would I be pissed at Vera? God. It's Patty Hearst. I'm sorry. Don't kill me. Video is hanging up. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. You're the technical person, Mr. Penis either. You know? It's like it's at 48%. What the fuck else am I supposed to fucking do? You know what I mean? When I go there, my browser crashes. This is great. This is great. Go to the Ustream fucking homepage, dumbass. Go. I want to show you why I'm pissed off. And if you go to ustream.tv, you'll see. Well, then you're dumb. God damn it, I hate my audience. No wonder I should just quit.
That Basit you're talking about is my mother.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. It takes a real fucking genius to see what's on the goddamn splash page in a place where I've never been. God, I hate people.
Please don't do that to each other.
It's a fucking copycat is who it is. It's a fucking ripoff. Somebody's fucking ripping off my junk. And Ustream is putting him on the front page instead of buttering their bread or whatever the fuck they call it. Now, let me tell you another story about this person. You know, I post sometimes my... the black man is fine, gay cub. I don't mind black men on the doing shows. There's nothing wrong with that. No, it's a Dame Edna ripoff. There's nothing original about that thing. Her name is Edna Goldblatt or something like that. Also Jewish. Now, listen to me. Let me tell you a story. So I post my videos on Ustream. Not Ustream. What's that goddamn thing called? With that horrible French thing. Seismic. And there's this guy, and he's real old, and he's really annoying, and he comments on every single video, and nobody else does. And he sits there and he smokes. Hopefully he'll be dead soon from lung cancer, but unfortunately he's not yet. And he sees there, and he smokes, and he says, he said to me once after I posted an advice, he said, Madge, what you're doing isn't original. This, my friend Goldblatt, you know, she does an advice show on the internet. Like, what? Excuse me? You know, so this is basically the wicked chinless witch of the East. You know? Anyway, so this is bullshit. So I need somebody to come to my aids here. I need someone in the audience to bring this to Ustream's attention and fix this. You know, or at least find out why somebody like that gets featured and I don't. You know, it's always the same thing with me. It's always the same thing. You know, my popularity always remains high, despite the fact that... not imitation is not the most sincere form of flattery. Imitation is different from copying. Too bad you can't call it intellectual property. It isn't intellectual property. B.W. Valentine, you are disappointing me with your fucking lack of intelligence every goddamn time. You are unable to make analogies. You take lithium or something? It's not intellectual property. I'm not wanting to sue her or anything. My issue is with Ustream for featuring her. Good Lord. Well, go watch her instead. I don't give a shit. Then I don't have to hear your goddamn jump fucking questions every day. Everything with you is intellectual property. You know? You don't understand my beef with it. Do you? What the fuck is the problem? Go watch her. Go watch her. That's okay. I love audience members who threaten me with their listenership. You know? I really love that. Thank you. You know, that's how I guide my show, is based on audience. You know, I'm like the Clintons. You know, give me a focus group. I need to know where you're at, audience. I need to know where you're at so that I can prepare a show that's ready to not foil your sensibilities. You know? Thank you. See, most people understand that, but not everybody. Fuck faces. Anyway, somebody needs to fix that. I think you need a break from live. God, I hate you all. Really do. I really do sometimes. I hate not being understood. That's the one thing I hate, is not being understood. There's a few people who understand me, but not many. Most of you don't. Most of you don't understand. I think you need a break. Why? Because I'm mad? That's one of the hallmarks of my show, is me being mad. It's when my show is best, when it's being mad. So you think I should just... What the fuck is wrong with people in this country? You can't be mad. You can't show reaction. Everybody's expected to be a fucking phony all the goddamn time. Did you see fucking Hillary Clinton this weekend talking about how she shoots guns when she's a little girl? That shit is fucking insane. You should all be livid with the fact that this is the kind of idiot we have to deal with as a presidential contender. Somebody who wants to pretend she shot ducks as a little girl and thinks that that's a way to get to be the president? Every fucking presidential candidate has to fucking pretend to shoot fucking ducks. You people are just as dumb as her. You know what I mean? Like, you just, like, expect this flat line of an emotional depth from people. Well, that's all you're going to get. Go watch Dame Edna Goldberg, you know? Get all the originality. Get all the originality you fucking want. Who is calling people morons? Excuse me? Excuse me? You're calling me a moron, Brian. Why? What is that? Or are you calling somebody else a moron? Why? Why? Hmm? Fuck off, Madge. I'm on your side. You scream at me. I disagree and you scream at me, so don't support your scream. Well, I can, you know, I say things that I can basically back up. Now, if you're going to call me a moron, you have to have a reason for it. Yes, go ahead. Give me your suggestions. I think you should take Prozac, though, and see a psychiatrist, and then take 6 Valium. And calm down, Brian. Calm down, Brian, before you can talk to me. Because you're not allowed to be angry. My audience has to be very stable and unangry. My suggestion is that you take a break from Ustream. Why? So that I can let Miss Dame Edna Goldberg von Copycat, you know, like, assume the my role? Is that why so much so I can give her my audience? That's a great idea. What a great idea. And besides, I'm going to South America for 2 fucking weeks. Don't you think that's enough of a goddamn break? Why do you think I need a break, Brian? I'm listening. You know how to get my attention, at least. Fuck crack. Because you yourself, as in the past, you get stale, and you know when it's so admit it, you're stale right now. All right, bye.
Please don't be concerned.
Test. Test. Testing. All right, I'm back. Now, fuck you, Brian. I want you to disconnect from the show or I'm kicking you off right now. I'm just not permanently banning you. I'm asking you to ban yourself and get out of my audience so that I can continue the show. I don't give a shit what you've been through, okay? Get off or I'm kicking you off. No, you know what? I'm not kicking you off. I'm asking you to voluntarily get off the show so that I can continue, you piece of shit. You can come back tomorrow if you're willing to behave. I said get off the show, Brian. Log off. Or at least log off of the chat room. I have no way of knowing if you're watching, if you're on the chat room. I need you to get off. Bye. Thank you. All right. Now, that is such fucking bullshit. You know why I came back? Not because I wanted to, but because there's too much fucking going on that I have to talk about. And I'm not going to let some fucking pussy ass scare me away, even though he almost did. God, I hate people. What a fucking rude motherfucker. What a fucking rude motherfucker. I don't want to be screamed at when I'm making a suggestion. Wait, you suggested that I stop doing the show. You know what? I suggest you kill yourself. Oh, he's not on here, so I'm not talking to him. You know, people are so fucking awful. People are so fucking awful. And he suggests, well, has he ever contacted Ustream? Has she ever contacted Ustream in order to be featured? You know what? I'm not allowed to do that. I have a contract. I have people that do that for me. And they don't fucking do it for me, even though they're supposed to, even on their own website. Jesus Christ, why do you think they're still fucking paying me? Guilt. You know? They don't fucking do shit. The reason I work for... I am represented, okay? Do you not understand that? God, people are stupid. I'm so pissed. Seriously, I'm pissed. I haven't been this pissed off in a while. You know, I bring my pissed off to a bravado sometimes. And I started off pissed off, granted. But you know what? You know, when I come on and see that somebody's blatantly ripping me off on the front page... on top of my technical difficulties. And then somebody tells me I should stop doing my show. How do you think that makes me feel? Audience? How do you think that makes me feel? What Hill rant? Hill what? Oh, Hillary. Maybe you should. Andy, where are you? Andy Melton's gone. Oh, well. All right. Why did he leave, that fat ass? We gotta find him. Andy, I don't see you. Well, why aren't you on the list of goddamn shit? Anyway, Andy, I need you to do me a favor. Will you please make sure that oh, never mind. Who cares? I'm not moderating this stupid fucking forum. Nightwise writes, good morning, Madge. Been a while. You doing well? Yeah, I'm great. Fuck you. Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm constantly perplexed by the reason, different reasons people listen to this show. Let's see. I didn't lose the chat. I just it's just that the list of who's on isn't updating. You know, it's hard to go back to a Hillary rant. The problem is, you know, we had this Obama thing where he pretended to be, where he basically said something like, rednecks are pissed off because, I don't even remember what he said. But I remember I agreed with most of it. That was like the last thing. But it was like a no, it was like a nothing. It was like a no news. It was like, okay, he said this, so you can mention the news and that's it. But the media was obsessed with it, and then Hillary takes advantage of it by saying she went duck hunting as a little girl. Now, this is somebody who was, in the past, you know, claimed that she's pro-gun control. You know, she's supposedly for families and children, right? And then she goes and she shoots things. I mean, this is a clear indication that this woman stands for absolutely nothing. It's just pathetic, seriously. And Obama, he does have some principles, you know? I did lose the chat. You're right. Let me try this again. Maybe that's good. God damn it. She says things to sway votes no matter what. She just wants to belong. Who are you talking about? Please use proper nouns. I don't know what you're saying. She. I assume you meant Hillary wants to belong. Anyway. Isn't it amazing, too, that somebody will say, you shouldn't be doing this anymore, your performance is stale, so I'm going to watch you anyway, you know? The least you could do is leave voluntarily. Too bad I had to kick him off. Actually, Vera, I have diarrhea, and I'm going to do it all over you via the camera lens. Have I pooped? God, I know you, I hear you're into that. Well, there's rumors that Al Gore and who's the other one? John Kerry, is it Kerry? Al Gore and somebody else is trying to get her to back out. So anyway, let me see if I can find that. There were some really good articles. Let's see. God, I really hate people. Okay, let's see. You know, I don't think a lot of people understand, you know, this, what, I wonder what people think this show is. Do they think this show is like a performance? Do they think this show is me entertaining? It's not. It's not. I'm not here to entertain. I'm here to basically audio blog. That's with video now, but it's basically audio blogging. So I tell you what's going on in my life. And if you criticize my show, you're criticizing my life. So don't. I'm just kidding. But, you know, the point is that when I'm in a mood, it's just I'm showing you how I feel today. You know, and I really hate when people criticize me for being off the center, off the middle, off the medication, you know, like people have bad days, you know, like this reality that I'm in, this is a constructed reality. This is constructed by marketing and bullshit and capitalism, basically. And it's a reality. It is one, but it is not one that typically makes people happy. It is a reality that makes people shoot each other. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about all these fucking shootings in all the schools. And then we have somebody that's this. I mean, I think somebody like Hillary Clinton is a perfect embodiment of what I'm trying to talk about. Because, you know, she's just a piece of jello trying to... She's just this... I mean, just the fact that she will claim to be pro-family, pro-woman, pro-whatever, and then she'll... you know, as soon as she feels like she has an in politically, she'll say she shoots ducks or she shot ducks when she's a little girl. I mean, the way she said it was so fucking retarded. I mean, Jesus Christ. Anyway. Oh, Al Gore and Jimmy Carter. Thank you. That's who it is. Right. Right. I'm going to... Al Gore is going to convince her to step aside. They're all, Al Gore and is also trying to stop... force me to kick to step aside for Dame Edna Goldblatt. So I'm going to do that. Also because Brian Radaliak says so. And since he gave me money on PayPal, I have to do whatever he says. And it's intellectual property thieving. So, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. What's getting old is the chat room. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn the chat off. I'm going to stay talking, but I'm going to... Well, Andy, will you do me a favor? Will you keep a record of the chat? Okay, Andy writes, that kind of mentality that says you're stale is the kind of mentality that keeps Kanka Lewis alive. Now, that's a comment I really appreciate. See, Andy, I'd like you to keep a record of this chat because at some point I'm going to go, oh, fuck it. Never mind. I'm not going to go off the chat. I don't need to, like, blind myself to what's going on. I can just not look at it if I don't want to. See, Andy understands. Andy has listened, what, since the beginning, right, Andy? You've been listening since probably, what, 2005, January, something like that. Since early. A lot of you have been listening early. I know Sharon's been listening very long time. Let's see. From this room, I don't know. Those are the only two I recognize as having been here that long. But, Vera too. Sorry, Vera. But I never knew the name Vera. It's just sort of... you were like a... Whatever. You were like a stalker. Or maybe you used a different name. But... Okay, well, regardless, the point is, like, I've had listeners like Andy, like Vera, like Sharon for a long time. They're consistent, you know, and when the show gets to a place where it maybe sucks for them or for me or for both of us, they say, you know what, this is part of the show. It's part of what you get. You know, I'm a big Howard Stern fan, even though I don't have satellite radio anymore, so I can't listen to him. But most of the time, Howard Stern is pretty boring. But yeah, I listened... past tense, for his moments when he's absolutely brilliant. You know, and I just find it so disappointing with as small of audiences I have. I like to think sometimes that audience is very sort of enlightened to the nature of this pogrom. You know? I like to think that. You know, and so people like that, have, you know, and then so you have the listeners like the long-term listeners, like who I just mentioned. And then you have, and it's not about the names. I shouldn't mention by name, but then you have people that come by and they're sort of the transient listeners. And this is why I don't have a huge audience. People like, I'm not going to name names, but people that come in. And then as soon as I say something, as soon as I scream at them, they get pissed off and leave. That's the other kind. So I just get frustrated with the latter. To get to the heart of the artichoke, you have to get through the thistle. Thistle? Thistle. There's no thistle in an artichoke. Is there? The choke part. Anyway, I'm fortunate to have at least a few people that understand what the fuck I'm trying to do. And I'm also lucky that I still make money doing it. You know? And you know what? I think the other thing is, like, I don't think people understand the enormous amount of work I already do without promoting myself. I mean, I put out a show a day, video, audio, and then I do usually another video. On top of that, I'm doing other jobs that are offline that you don't see that really have nothing to do with this show whatsoever. I was working all weekend. And maybe that's why I'm partially in a bad mood, but I was working all weekend nonstop on various projects. You know, and for me, you know, this is what I do. I do the shows. I create the shows. I edit the shows. I produce the shows. I broadcast the shows. I archive the shows. I write the blogs for the shows. I do everything. And then when some little fuck says I'm responsible for promoting my own shows, even though I work for a company that's supposed to be doing it for me, I get a little pissed off. In other words, it's my fault that this fucking bitch is copying me and is on the front page of Ustream. You know? Yeah, it's my fucking fault. Right. I'm going to write Ustream a letter tonight. That's what I'm going to do. You know why? Because I have nothing fucking better to do. Jesus Christ. But anyway, so this thing with Hillary and the Obama, whatever the crap they were saying, it was a ruse. And I checked the news yesterday, the news feeds, and God, I can't believe I kicked somebody off the show like a school teacher. That was kind of awesome, I think. I mean, I actually kicked somebody off like go to your room. Like, I sent Brian to his room. Isn't that awesome? I think so. Avid had his big studio event. What is this? This is meta for a second. Media composer running on Leopard. Well, I've been doing that anyway. Anyway, I'll star that item. Oh, my God, people. You don't understand. I mean, why do people not understand that for me, yelling and screaming is cathartic? You know? And if you take it personally, that is not my fucking problem. And if you do take it personally, fine, and you want to yell at me, yell at me. But it better be baseful. You know? And I think that that comment that Brian said was said in order to be mean. Because I think if he meant that, he wouldn't be watching the show. Stop doing this. Fuck you. What a dick. Let's see. So, there was a memo came out that basically George Bush signed a document that authorized torture in this whole war thing. Iraq war. Guantanamo. Secret detention. There's a smoking gun in the form of a signed document by the National Security Council, which Bush is the head of, and he signed. So we have a president that's clearly a war criminal, and it's proven, and it's on paper. And the media flooded us with this garbage about Hillary's guns and Obama's bitterness and his hatred for white people. Do you get it? Does that make sense? I think I lost the chat again. No, I didn't. I don't know if I did. So anyway, let me see. There was a good Daily Kos article about it. Housing bust goes global. Nobody cares about that. Iraqi government fires 1,300 people. Carter and Gore ask Clinton to step down. Democrat grandees, Jimmy Carter and Al Gore being lined up to deliver the coup de grace. I don't know if I pronounced that right. To Hillary Clinton and her campaign to become president. Falling poll numbers and a string of high-profile blunders have convinced party elders she must bow out of the primary race. Okay, fine with me. The end of the age of Milton Friedman. It's all Milton Friedman's fault. The end of the age of Milton Friedman by Jeff Maddock. The Bushes throw in the towel on the long battle begun in the 1970s to minimize government oversight of the economy. It failed. Thank you. Paulson, now this is our Treasury Secretary, Paulson, who was, I don't know if he still is involved with, but he was the chairman or the president of Goldman Sachs. And he says food price controls won't work. Now, this is really appalling. You know, we have food prices skyrocketing. Thank you, Vera. We have food prices skyrocketing. And thank you, Luke, for making that new logo. I appreciate that. If I could only find B. Jason, bjason.com, he's the one that wrote the song. If I could only get him to re-edit the song with Vera in it, of course, we'd have to actually have a few shows under our belts in order to do that. Anyway, so Henry Paulson, now this is interesting because he gives no real reason for it. Henry Paulson warned Sunday the government should resist temptation to control soaring food costs through price controls, which he said would likely make the situation worse. In remarks prepared for delivery to World Bank's Development Committee, Paulson said measures were generally not effective and efficient at protecting people likely to suffer the most. They tend to create fiscal burdens and economic distortions while providing aid to higher-end income consumers or commercial interests other than the intended beneficiaries. Now, evidently, the reporter from Reuters didn't see it fit to for him to back up that statement with anything, or perhaps they didn't have an opportunity to ask him. Okay, so he basically made a baseless claim that price controls, in other words, controlling the costs of food, actually benefits rich people. And as former president of Goldman Sachs, the last thing he wants to do is protect rich people. But you bought into all this Hillary versus Obama bullshit and the fact that she likes to shoot ducks as a little girl. You know? These people are fucking cartoons. Vera is really the voice of Hillary Clinton. Did you know that? Did you know that, Vera? I hope so, because you're her. Vera, can you do a Hillary Clinton accent? Are you able to do that? I don't even know if she has an accent. Yeah, Hillary's the voice. Hillary Clinton's a cartoon. CGI's gone really good. Yeah, there's a... I'm not going to say it. But you know what? I've been agnostic for this campaign. I voted for Obama, and then I took him off because he pissed me off. I forget what he said. But, like, I have to go back and just say, look, you know, they both say really fucking dumb things sometimes. But, like, the shit he said, I mean, I agreed with it. I mean, the people being bitter, even though I can't remember, people being bitter in the Midwest, so they go for gun control and morality issues. I mean, that was a pretty bold statement to make. You know, I don't like that he backed down from it. And then Hillary, you know, she just, wherever she is, she's like a chameleon. She has to agree with whoever it is. I mean, for all I know, she could turn out to be, if she were president, a better one than him. I don't know. But I know that she's completely full of shit. And he's mostly full of shit. But he also, the rest of it isn't. The rest of it isn't. You know? I'm sick of the three of them. Hillary, Obama, McCain. Yeah, I am too. Does Hot Show Legal still have heavy Wanda? You can't really tell because you just see the middle of her face. Is it just me or is it god-awful interference? No, they do that on purpose to me. They hate me. Penis either. Anyway, so that's what... So Paulson says, you know, there's still... It's basically this coup of oligarchs. Is that the right word? With company heads. It's a corporatocracy or whatever the fuck you call it. It's a bunch of fucking rich company heads running the country, scamming people, giving us the dumbest fucking and the worst possible... like lies without any evidence that we buy because we have no education thanks to college costing $50,000 a year for a decent one. So we, you know, I mean, I don't think people are still buying that, are they? I mean, why was this article even printed? I mean, it's such bullshit. They tend to, okay, so World Bank President Robert Zoellick warned earlier this month that soaring food and energy prices were a serious concern that threatened... What the fuck's popping up on me? That threatens to foster social unrest in an estimated 33 countries. Zoellick called on rich countries, including the U.S., to immediately fill a $500 million funding gap at the United Nations. That's like $500 million. It's nothing compared to the amount of money we spend on murder. Paulson said countries suffering severe negative shifts in the terms of trade due to higher commodity prices, including higher food prices, should focus on policies to control energy use and consider measures to boost agricultural production. Oh, like corporate subsidies, maybe tax reduction for companies. These people should be blown the fuck. You know, they should be put on the space shuttle and just let out to explode, and they should put it on TV. These people are fucking idiots. It's just rape. It's rape. It is raping and pillaging. And then we get distracted. And it doesn't matter. You can only blame the media so much, because the media puts that message out there. But you know what? On my website, there's phone numbers for every major media company. You can fucking call them and tell them this is bullshit. You know? Or you can still ignore what they're saying and read the news for your fucking self. And that's the good thing about these internets. Come on. What the fuck are you people talking about? Penis either. Asian states feel rice. Let's look at that. Please don't open it in the same window. Open it in a new window. What? Where's the thing? See, you don't hear Trotsky telling me, you know, oh, man, mommy, your show is getting stale, you fuckface. God. People are such douchebags. I mean, granted, I'm one too, but it's my show. You know, be a douchebag on your own show. Spend 3.5 years building your own show, not to mention the time in the 90s when you did it and stopped it. And then only to have some fucking Dame Edna clone be splashed all over the front page of this fucking Nazi website with her guests. Oh, guess what she's going to talk about? Pop culture and entertainment. Wow, that sounds great. That sounds really fucking necessary. That'll help the world. Christ. Asian countries have been struggling to cope as the cost of rice has reached record levels. The price of the staple crop has risen by as much as 70% during the last year, according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, FAO Schwartz. Shortages have begun to hit importing countries. Factors contributing to price rise include poor harvests, a rise in demand in some rice importing countries, the expectation of further price increases, low stockpiles. Now, I don't know how much or if I've read some mentions of the fact that some of it has to do with biofuels. Tracy Ullman did a really good spoof of that on her show. You know, like, that basically we're growing gasoline, you know. But I don't know if that has to do with it or not. But anyway, the point is Henry Paulson, another representative of our government, who we pay a lot of money to, is basically raping us and giving the money to the rich people. Even though our economy is failing horrendously and epically and hugely, and all these adjectives I don't know because I got a shitty education. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The monumentality of this. Am I still on? I don't even see my fucking thing. Oh, there I am. The monumentality of the failure of this economy is so huge, and the reasons for it, you know, of all this Reagan and, you know, trickle-down economics and all these things were just blatant lies so that rich people could get richer. They're lies. They were lies perpetuated by these rich people who had a lot of access to media, and since they had money, a lot of access to advertising to spread this lie of a message that basically said, you know, in order for poor people to get richer, we have to give money to rich people. It makes no sense. It made no sense then, and now it's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is ridiculous and criminal and disgusting. And then you have Henry Paulson in the middle of all this saying that price controls are bad because they make rich people richer. Lie. Take the truth, turn it around. That's what these people do. What is this? What are people? Oh, you want me to turn the quality? I can turn the quality down on the video. It got high for some reason. It's not like you need to see anything. Anyway, can you hear me? Why is the audio so low? Whatever. Is that socialism? What are we talking about? Let's see. From the Ustream is getting so flaky, I'm getting really bad audio. I've tried 3 different browsers. Okay, well, I turned down the video. The audio is set at a low quality. I turned down the video. I'll turn down the audio Fucking, I have to switch to another fucking provider now that Ustream dicked me over. I guess I'll try Justin TV next. This is bullshit. Okay, is that any better? I put the audio up to 24 kilohertz. The video quality is down to 53%. Okay. I don't understand. It really depends on... Thanks, it's much better. Match is being interesting for a change. That's nice. Anyway, that's the kind of criticism I can take. Anyway, I don't like people telling me I shouldn't exist. And I will leave that little business on the show, of course. Food crisis may lead to wars. Getting a lot of links here. Mark Penn, Hillary Clinton, and the corporate domination of the Democratic Party. Is that social? What are you saying? Is that socialism to you, B40? I don't understand what you're referring to. You have to use complete sentences in this chat because it's really hard for me to look at stuff, especially since I don't follow it every time. I don't know what you're referring to when you say that or it. So complete sentences. I thought you said price controls is okay. Of course price controls are okay. Should I disagree? Should I say price controls are not okay? Because that would fulfill somebody's definition of socialism? And tell me why, let's just assume that were the definition of socialism. Let's just say that the only true definition of socialism, and this is just an extreme for an example, let's say the only true definition of socialism was price controls. Okay, what would be wrong with that? What would be wrong with having the label of socialism? What would be wrong with our country having the label of socialism? What is wrong with the word socialism? Forget about the definition. I'm just talking abstractly. What is wrong with the word socialism? What's wrong with it? I was talking to the person who made the comment, UB40. You know, what's wrong with it is that you've been programmed to associate socialism with something bad. And that's what you need to deconstruct in your own head. Socialism is not bad. People starving is bad. Do you understand the difference? People starving, bad. Socialism is a term in the dictionary. It doesn't mean anything. And if you really want to understand this better than I can explain it, listen to Karma Bank, listen to Max Kaiser, Karma Bank Radio. He explains it really well, that like some things are in a capitalist system, for it to work properly, some things need to be controlled by the government. The things, and he explained it really well, I think it was on his, not the Sunday show, but before that, that the things where end-to-end cooperation is required, like the transportation industry, like many aspects of the food industry, telecommunications, where end-to-end cooperation is key, those things are better off controlled by the government. Shut up, Vera. Capitalism is bad. I mean, I wouldn't even agree with that capitalism is bad any more than I would agree that socialism is bad. I just think that labeling things and making those labels, you know, tools for coercers to convince you to agree with their agenda, I think that's wrong. Now, of course, just bringing up, there are lots of things in our society not recognized as socialism. And Max argues that what we have today is socialism. You know, because look at how much money we're giving. The government is giving more money. I mean, our government probably gives a higher percentage out. We're socialism, except the people don't get it. Companies do. Is what I'm trying to say. We're a socialist system, except the money goes to somebody else. I mean, think about it. Our money goes to people who, by definition, their main priority is profit. You know? You know, when the government does things, and there's a lot of disadvantages to I'm not saying everything should be socialized, but by any means, but you take away the profit motive, at least theoretically. Um, runaway capitalism. Yeah. Patty Hearst says runaway capitalism is what what's happening here. I should have made that clear. The new global crisis is food. Since penis eater has good links. But you're overwhelming me with all your links. It's getting to overwhelm me. I can't get to them all at once. Let's see. Strategist Donald Cox warns credit crunch and soaring oil prices will pale in comparison to looming catastrophe. Everything's a fucking looming catastrophe. A new crisis, a global food catastrophe that will reach further and further and be more crippling than anything the world has ever seen. The credit crunch and the reverberations of soaring oil will pale in comparison. Yeah, I don't know. That's nice. I don't know this. I don't know the Financial Post. I've never read that. But I don't doubt it. But the thing is that that's a little bit alarmist in nature. Not that I'm not one to be alarmist, but, you know, Max was also talking about the bond market crashing, that the housing market bubble is nothing in comparison to the looming bond market crash, which will be worse. And, you know, people make fun of Max and everything, but Max has been really accurate going back. And you know, and some of what he uses is hyperbole, but it's kind of obvious, you know? When he talks about George Bush boiling Uzbeks, well, it's not really hyperbole. Never mind, that was old. The president of Uzbekistan, this is the reference I'm making. People probably won't remember it if they haven't been listening for fucking ever. But the president of Uzbek was torturing people using this medieval way that they did in the Tudors. Maybe I mentioned this a little last week. Where he boiled this one guy alive. Some opposition guy. They boiled him alive. That's really bad torture. But the problem is the U.S. was using Uzbekistan for some of their secret, for their extraordinary rendition. In other words, we were contracting with Uzbekistan to torture people with our tax dollars. Your money, if you're an American. That's the reference to the boiled Uzbeks. Anyway, I don't know. I woke up with shard today. I've had diarrhea ever since I had this disgusting food from. So every time I fart, I'm afraid it's going to turn out shit. So when I woke up, that smelled good. So when I woke up, I thought, why are my panties a little wet? And then I stuck my hand down, not in the panties, but on the outside. This is upsetting Trotsky. I think he likes the fart smell. And what is this wet, by the pooper hole? Was I just sweating? It smelled like really bad shit. And I took them off, and then I saw this the shart juice. It was real gross. Really gross. Anyway, I usually don't have diarrhea more than a day. I hope I don't have to go to the doctor, considering I haven't been to one in 5 years. But it's definitely the food poisoning, if it is. I feel fine, except for that it forces me to yell at idiots. Let's see. So that's my new thing, voluntary banning. I don't want to kick people off the program. I'm going to voluntarily ban people. Yeah. Otherwise, I just won't look at the stream. Because when I ban people, they spam me, which is fine. You know, you have your right to do that. Why not? Who cares? What I'm against is making more shit illegal. That's what I'm against. So, anyway, and I have to confess something. It does bother me to lose listen turds. You know, it does bother me the fact that, you know, I know that eventually if B.W. Valentine hasn't stopped listening after this show, she eventually will. She'll get her feelings hurt enough, and then she'll get turned off, and then she'll go find somebody else who hates me, and then they can talk to each other on the internet. You know, and I can't say that doesn't bother me. It does. It does bother me to lose listeners. But I, you know, as harsh as it may sound, in order for me to maintain integrity, I have to yell at people. I mean, I have to. That's who I am. So deal with it. Right, Vera? I want to end, but I want Vera on the phone first. I need to... Can you call in, or you have to watch that fucking TV show? She's watching that fucking View. Okay, good. I'm going to call you, okay, on Skype right now? Oh, you'll call me. Okay, well, give me a sex cunt. I'll tell you when I'm logged in. Oh, my God. See, that's the problem, too. I was working too much. All weekend, I was fucking working. Seriously, working. Work, work. Oh, I posted a new video with Trotsky. Okay, I'm waiting. I'm on. I'm ready for you to call, Vera. Go ahead. I'm here. I ain't touching nothing. What's taking so long, Vera? Anyway, so I wanted to read about the smoking gun, I guess, from Bush. There's so much. God. And then there's the whole China thing. Oh, my God. Banks' self-regulation plan shunned. Self-regulation. That's like me regulating my food intake. It's bullshit. What the fuck? Vera, where are you? You dumb bitch. Damn it. Oh, I'm pressing the wrong keyboard. Alicia Keys sees conspiracy against blacks and gangster rap. Gangster rap was a ploy to convince black people to kill each other, said the R&B star. Meat consumption reduced. Reduction urged. Vera, where are you? Just getting a fucking microphone. Labor killings and meat consumption reduction urged for better environment protection. Oh, Vera, why is it... Vera, it's going through my cell. Which account did you call? Because it's going through my cellular phone. That's weird, because it didn't, it just went right through to the... Can I call you? Okay, I hang up and call you. Bye. Let's see, Vera. I don't know why, maybe I didn't hear it ring or something. Auntie Vera Churls. I'm so glad we had this time to prolapse.
Just to have a lapse or sing a song.
Hey, that first Eat This Hot show was pretty good, I think. Nice reaction.
Yeah, I think so. And the site looks beautiful, and I'm so honored to be pictured in between the two of yous.
Get fun. I think I looked at different templates. Those are just templates. I'd love if somebody would tweak it and make it more of our own, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, like I have that skill.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about a listen turd.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So what do you think about today's show? Do you think I should quit doing my show because somebody said it's getting stale?
No, I think that probably if we started listening to all the opinions that are out there, we would never be true to ourselves.
Do you think I should just try listening to Brian Rodoliak's show and maybe learn from him?
Isn't it Royal Oak?
Oh, Royal Oak. I'm sorry. Yeah, Royal Oak. I have a problem. Should we try listening to his show? Oh, wait. He don't have a show.
I think I better be very careful.
I know, because you don't like to say bad things about people. Go ahead. Use your cryptic language.
Are you kidding me? No, I've got a lot of
Not about your little loveys.
Well, that's
not about your little loveys.
No, my sweet loveys that take time out of their day to listen to me, that is an unbelievable honor.
Okay, go ahead.
You asked me to call you.
No. Okay? I'm listening. I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm just reacting because that's what I do.
I think that what happened is that Brian's original comment was misconstrued.
What was his original comment?
I think his original comment was one of concern for you. Because you were very upset this morning, but that's fine. That's part of who Madge is. She's either upset or excited that Cheryl's coming on her months.
Right, so I was upset. He was concerned. Nothing wrong with that so far.
But what happened was, is because it's what I've talked about before and why I hate this goddamn chat so much, is that you cannot get one's intent. You cannot tell one's intent from the
Well, that's what
type.
The winkies and smileys are for.
Yeah, but it's really hard when you're communicating quickly because you have to type fast to be in that chat.
Okay.
Sometimes.
So what did he say that I misconstrued?
This is what I think. The original comment was one of concern. Then you were just being Madge, which is, you know, Madge.
But what was the original comment? Like, it wasn't.
Andy, why should I get fucked? Am I allowed an opinion?
I'm not looking at the chat room. Let's just talk.
Okay. But what because I haven't been able to finish my thought yet.
Don't look at the chat room.
Is then you became Madge, got pissy. Then instead of Brian saying, oh, that's just Madge being pissy, Brian escalated. And so the two of you started escalating, and then people started throwing in all of their opinions in the chat, and it got way out of hand, is what happened.
What was the original comment before it escalated? What was his thing that he said out of concern? Because that's what I missed.
I do not remember, but...
it was something like, Madge, are you feeling okay? And I said, you know what, why does everybody have to be okay? You know, why does everybody have to be... Something like that, right?
I think that was how it all started, yeah.
Okay. And then it escalated. But see, at no time, you know, and I'm, I don't know, feel free to tell me if I'm wrong, because you will. But I, you know, there was no hatred in anything that I said.
But you must understand, my darling.
There was no hatred felt in anything that I said. So
right,
if it came out, if he came out that I was being hateful towards Brian, that was false.
Sometimes it seems that way. Sometimes the hatred, because you're a wonderful actress, and sometimes the hatred seems really real. And to people that, like myself, I'm extraordinarily sensitive. But for people that are sensitive...
Well, you're retarded.
Retarded, too. Yeah, absolutely.
No, retarded, but I mean, that's why you're sensitive.
Because I'm retarded, I'm sensitive? Okay, well, I can probably see that as being somewhat true.
That's just a tangent. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
How do I remember? I'm old and I drink. You get me on a tangent, and that's the track I'm going down, honey.
Me too.
Uh-huh.
No, you were talking about something. So, you were saying that I get misconstrued as being actually hateful towards somebody.
Well, not necessarily hateful towards somebody, but very, very angry at one person in particular. I think what happens is you have, and I'm not putting on my psychiatrist hat, but I think that what happened was is you're genuinely pissed at this ripoff artist over there on
YouTube. That's right. That's who I was pissed off at.
I know, exactly. And I've come to understand that over the years with you, that the anger that you have about something flies out in all different directions, and if you happen to be in the way, you'll get hit by it, but it has nothing to do really with you,
right?
With the person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a hard concept for a lot of people to get or understand, and even the people that get and understand it, I think if they have a weak moment or a vulnerable moment, it will affect them even though they understand you. Let me just put it this way. When you kicked me 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago or whatever that was, because I was in the chat making smart-ass comments and you were talking about something very seriously and you kicked me, I really got pissed. My first reaction was really anger. And then I thought about why I was angry, and I thought, well, you're angry because your feelings are hurt. And your feelings are hurt because it seems like at that moment Madge didn't give a shit about you and you want Madge to care for you.
Well,
and that's
the only reason I kicked you, honestly, was because it was just like spam on the screen. It was just an annoyance. That's all. I just got tired of seeing Buy Gold. That's all it was.
Well, it was other comments. I was typing other things too, but you were catching only the. And once
I wasn't. No, but go ahead.
Really
go ahead. Go ahead. You were explaining.
I'm just speaking of it as an example.
Okay.
That I had to work through the fact that it has nothing to do with Vera at all. It had to do with Madge being pissed at a moment and reacting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then I had the choice. Do I hold it as a grudge, or do I get over it and realize that that's part of Madge's shtick and move on? And the latter became the fact that, oh my goodness, what did I'm not supposed to be looking at the chat, but what did Mr. Penis either?
Well, and also, anybody's welcome to write me and explain themselves. And many people do and have done that. Certainly Brian has done that. Certainly you've done that. Even Andy's done that. I mean, if there's a genuine misunderstanding that's causing somebody ill will, which honestly this one does, then it has to be cleared up, I suppose.
Well, but are you talking about the instance today with Brian? Yeah.
Well, there was actually two, because there was also the person making those ridiculous copyright analogies every time.
You know. Talking about BW?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think, I don't know, you know, you've got this, what's really tough for me, Madge, is that you've got this persona that is very strong, and people must understand, I guess, that that's who you are. That's that. If you're going to sit down and watch Madge for an hour, listen to Madge for an hour, you've got to expect Madge to be Madge. I don't know really how to explain this other than the fact that if you're going to sit down and eat a pumpkin pie, don't expect to cut into the pumpkin pie and have it be apple inside.
No, expect it's a razor blade.
Well, yeah, well, you just expect a
razor blade. Or it's like if you watch, what's that asshole's name on Fox? O'Reilly. If you watch O'Reilly, you're going to get O'Reilly being an asshole. If you watch Ann Coulter, you're going to get her being a cunt and saying really horrific things.
Yeah.
And by the same token, you know what you're going to get when you listen to me. Why am I spending so much time on it?
Because you care about it.
Yeah. And see, if I was really as hateful as you think, do you think it would even bother me to the point of taking up time in my show to discuss it? No. I'd be just like Tony Soprano, you know, it's just, you know, fuck some bitch. Anyway, on Countdown last night, George Washington University law professor Turley emphasized that there was a torture program and that it was authorized at the highest level. Turley said about the NSC Principles Committee, which is National Security Council, that discussed torture at a grotesquely specific level of detail. This is a meeting of the Bada Bing Club. Turley stated bluntly, "This was a quote. This was a torture program, and it goes right to the president's desk." But Turley went even further than that. Olbermann said, "You said it goes to." He was interviewing this guy, Turley. "You said it goes to the President Bush's desk here. Is it the smoking gun that President Bush authorized torture by the United States of America?" Turley, "We really don't have much of a question about the president's role here. He's never denied that he was fully informed of these measures. In fact, early on in his presidency, he seemed to brag that they were using harsh and tough methods. And I don't think there is any doubt that he was aware of this. The only doubt is simply whether or not anyone cares enough to do something about it." Now, and then it goes on. We have at least one signed memo which establishes George W. Bush as the executive authority making decisions in the NSC policy formation decision-making process, which created a United States-run torture game. The document is shown at the bottom of the test. So this document signed by Bush authorizing torture is scanned, and on this website you can see it, that we have a war criminal for running the country, active war criminal, and all we care about is Hillary's ducks. This is why I get mad, Vera. It's not just, it's a combination of things. Okay, you take, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you take the Dame Edna, Madge Weinstein ripoff on the front page of Ustream. Now, that's really going to piss me off. You combine that with the fact that I couldn't get anything fucking working and the show was 20 minutes late. That's something that pissed me off. Minor, very minor, granted. But then you take this is what makes my show unique, I believe, is the fact that I take that with the political outlook of the world and I make it into, and I try to make a big picture out of it. And I see, oh my God, duck hunting, torture, idiots. And it makes me mad. You know?
I understand.
That's really the rage. It's not so much one thing. It's not just the Dame Edna thing. And it's not just, you know, what's his face saying that I'm this or that and whatever else happened in my sharding, the panties and whatever, and Seattle Sutton. But you take that with some appalling, ridiculous, horrible thing, like the fact that everybody's ignoring this major, major issue that came out this weekend so that they can talk about duck hunting and bitter Democrats, which, by the way, is a completely – everything he said was basically a true statement. But for some reason, you're not allowed to say anything that's true. You're not allowed to say anything you mean. You're only allowed to say nice things. It's like – that's why I'm saying it's a cartoon. As you well know, being the voice of Hillary Clinton, what?
Listen to me, my darling. It's what I said to you when we had our very, very first conversation, and that is that I was waking up like you
harder,
every morning.
Harder, faster.
What's that?
Harder, faster. That one.
Uh-huh. I was waking up every single morning upset and angry and feeling impotent. Go ahead, make the joke. Feeling impotent.
I
thought to myself, if I'm going to live in this world, I've got to back away from all of it.
Yeah.
And that's the way I did it. I can't watch Hillary Clinton talk about fucking duck hunting or taking shots at a beer. And I can't watch, Obama doing the shit that he does. And McCain is so revolting to me that I have no words.
Right.
So I had to back away. I had to back away from it. You know what my biggest pain in my ass today is, my darling?
Right.
I have to go. Now think about this. I'm a 52.
You gotta get a boil removed from your ass.
Yes, my boil too. I'm gonna be 52 in May, right?
Yeah.
And I've been in this business for for 25 years, making money. I should say making money. I've been acting since I was little, but I've been making a living at this for 25 years.
Right.
I have to go today to a callback audition and sing about man witches. Yeah. That's what I have to do. I have to stand in front of strangers that are probably 30 years younger than I am, that are executives of these companies with their little suits and ties, and I have to go and sing about man-witches.
You're not lying. This is factual.
I'm not what?
You're telling me the truth?
I swear to God.
And it's man-witches for real?
Man-witches, the sloppy joke.
You're not just changing names to protect the innocent.
No, it's a man-witch callback, and I'm going to sing a song about man-witches.
Do you see realize the poetic injustice of all that? My God.
On
man-witches.
On many levels.
On what? So many levels.
Yes. So I've got a lot to be bitter and pissed off about, Madge.
You know, but that's the same thing. A lot of that is the same thing. Is me, is what I'm pissed off about. It's very similar. Granted, yours is worse.
Yeah, well, at least...
Sorry.
Get some joy out of it.
But
get
I'm glad somebody's having a worse time in the same aspect of hell.
Uh-huh.
We're on the same level.
I'm in the inner circle of hell. You haven't gotten there yet.
Same level, different circle. What that means. My God, man, which is... That's horrible.
I know.
But... And then you look, and we have talents. I mean, look, I think we did a pretty good job with Eat This Hot Show. But look at the crap you see on TV. I mean, it's just like inside Hollywood. It's just there's vapidness. It's like vapidness. Like it's so vapid that even vapid people who call other people vapid, it's still vapid to them. That's how vapid it is.
I know. It's pop culture. It's popular culture.
And you got to sing about a man, which...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In front of people? Why can't... I thought you auditioned on tape. Why can't you just... Why don't you do it in fucking person?
Listen. Okay, well, listen. I'll explain it to you. The first audition I do from home. Mm-hmm. And my agents then send it to the ad agency. And to, like, see you grinning. I love your face. Now, go tell me. Get
you know what I'm grinning about. No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
I'm writing about something totally personal, but go ahead.
All right. So did you fart?
I'll tell you offline.
Okay. So I do the audition from home, and then my agency sends it to the people, and the people say, yeah, we want to hear him again, but we want to see him in person do this. Even though I'm not going to be on camera in this spot, I'm just going to be heard.
Why?
So I go in
and I
say...
To make sure that the audition tape was authentic?
Is that one? You know, they're... because they're lame motherfuckers. Because
they want to humiliate you.
And they want to justify their jobs. And so what I get to do today is I get to go – I have to drive all the way to the west side, which is a hellish – it's going to take me over an hour to get there. I have to sit down with a bunch of other idiots who have to do this in a room where all they talk about themselves and talk about how wonderful they are. I have to wait until I'm called in. Then I will go stand behind a microphone, and then sitting in front of me, probably behind glass because that's where the engineer, will be a big leather couch. And sitting on that leather couch will be four or five guys in suits and a couple of other people from the ad agency. And they'll be sitting with expressionless faces and staring at me. And the engineer will say, okay, Vera, let's do it. Take one. Here we go. Man, witch, sing the song. And I'll sing my little song for them, and they won't make an expression, and I'll walk out of the room, and the rest of the people will go in and parade, and then they'll make their decision.
And how many people are going to be there auditioning for the same thing, do you think?
My guess is probably, because it's a callback, there'll probably be maybe 10 to 15 people.
And only one of them gets to sing Man Witch is a Man Witch and a Sandwich is a Sandwich.
The one person will get the gig.
And it pays a huge amount of money, or just okay?
No, it'll just pay scale. It'll pay the regular what it pays, the regular rate for commercials, which I truly don't know because my husband does all that.
Yeah. And you get royalties at least.
Well, not necessarily royalties. I get, depending on if the commercial's renegotiated and all that shit, and that's a really boring topic. I mean, that will put everybody to sleep.
But it's fascinating what you just described. It really is.
Yeah.
See, this is why your show is so interesting, because you can really deconstruct the banality of human existence. But some of it is good. But some of it is good banality. Like, I mean, I'm not judging your story. Your storytelling is excellent. It's just what it means. Like, for example, the Vera story. What was that? Velma, the lady with the bush guard. Vita. I mean, that's a story about the banality of human life, but it is, but a very heartwarming one. Now, this one is maybe not as heartwarming, but in a way it is, because it really just describes such something that's, I don't know. It's very deep. It's like, this is why I like Studs Terkel's books, because when he describes the average working person in the book Working, which is actually somewhere in this mess, you know, and he interviews an immigrant worker who waters lawns for a living, and he tells their story in a way that makes it as fascinating as listening to the story of Sophia Loren. Uh-huh. You know?
Yep. Hold on just a second, darling.
Now, this is why I tolerate your lack of voting. Not listening. Go get it. You can reach it. I'm on hold.
I'm back, darling.
I'm on hold. Was it Manwich? Saint Manwich?
No, it was actually my husband telling me that he was going to make me breakfast.
That's sweet. So I was at the IHOP yesterday with these messes. Maybe why am I... Go get it. It's right fucking there. With these messes, right? And some of my friends are messy. I mean, really messy. Do you understand me?
Are they you mean messy on the outside or messy on the inside?
Oh, both.
Okay.
Just messy. We're talking like, woo. So this one queen, we get to the IHOP, and it's about 10 o'clock at night, we get to the IHOP, and it's messy. And I saw this queen there that was doing exotic yoga positions in the steam room, but that's another story. Not the steam room at the IHOP, there isn't one, but... three of us were there. We weren't sure if number four was going to show up, the mess. The four shows up about 10 minutes late after he goes and buys $3,000 worth of vitamins that don't do a goddamn thing from Whole Foods, right? Shows up. Starts going off about something. We'd already ordered, so our food was well on its way. And he comes up to me and he says, have you seen... It's like this. Have you seen the Horton Hears a Who meal? And I'm like, what? He's like, oh, it's like blue. He's kind of talks like Spicoli, like on that Valley Girl thing. Ooh, it's blue. It's like a blue elephant. oh my God, you got to see it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Is it like a kid's meal and this is the toy? He's like, no, didn't you see the ad? And I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. You're starting to make me really mad because this sounds terrifying. You know, I saw the movie. I saw the TV show. I know Horton Hears a Who. I think it's a great story. I don't know nothing about no blue elephants at no goddamn IHOP. And this is like, whoa. So we had one of these wonderful waitresses that you probably get in Hollywood a lot where you could tell she really should be an actress and not a waitress. She's like, what do you want? Yep. He's like, oh, do you have the Horton Hears a Who, that thing I want to show him? And she's like, oh, that thing's disgusting. Just like, you don't want that thing. She's like, it's blue, and then the ham is green, and the egg. You don't want that, dude. Oh, my God, it's disgusting. He's like, oh, I know. I just want to show my friend over there. So she goes to all these different tables to try and find the Horton Hears a Who laminated insert. She couldn't find it. I said, weird person. Maybe it's because it's 7 o'clock at night, and normally children order that shit. Ew. I'm going to order it. I'm going to order it because I want you to see it. Like, I could have just, if I wanted to see it, I could have gone outside and looked. And it wouldn't have cost him $7. So she's like, I'll come back, whatever. So she comes back. He's like, I'm going to have it. I'm like, what? She's like, what? The Horton Hears a Who. She goes, you're going to order it. Yeah. And then she goes, okay. And she writes it down. She goes, and as she's walking away, she goes, she says, I warned you. And he goes, wait a second. No, forget it. Forget it. You can't tell a hypochondriac that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And the rest of us were like, oh, my God. We're like Mr. Roper. Oh, help.
Was this after a Weight Watchers meeting?
Mostly.
I didn't hear you. You Skyped me,
yes.
Darling. Okay. Yes, okay. Because I was going to say, you got to be careful who you hang around
So we
with.
Didn't order it. And, yeah, the end. This is what I live in.
Uh-huh.
This is my, that's my man-witch.
You want to come sing about man-witches?
I'd love to. I can't sing, but I'd love to watch you do it. It'd be hilarious.
Oh. Yeah, it's a joy. It really is. A fat, bald, 52-year-old asshole singing about man witches.
Yeah. But it's also, there's something incredibly beautiful about it, too, in a poetic yet pathetic way. And that's my vision of the world that I can't really help. I can only try and describe. You know?
You do it very well.
Because most people keep that stuff in the closet. No, I'm talking about you. Most people keep that stuff in the closet because that's the pathetic stuff, but it's also some of the most beautiful things about life. You know, the real, it's like the real stuff. I mean, that's the real, that's the exposure right there.
Well, you know that's what I mean? Show business. That is show business, and that's what nobody understands what show business is.
Pathetic.
Show business is full of vacuous shits who are constantly striving to validate their existence.
And humiliate others.
Absolutely.
Like.
I mean,
you can't tell me there's nothing about humiliation in that little bit. You know, there's got to be some fact, you know, part of the reason they're having 10 people in there to sing Manwich to them has to do with them wanting to see people humiliated. Don't you think?
I think that there is an element of it that they feel powerful.
Right.
Because they have that, they can wield that power over another person. I don't think that there's a conscious, I am going
to... You don't think there's a mean-spiritedness to it?
No, I think they're trying to justify their own jobs.
Okay. Because to me it just sounds mean-spirited, but I don't know from Hollywood, so I don't think you're worth
it. No, I think that it's always a power thing. See, yeah. It's I want to have power over you, so you go there and stand in front of that microphone and sing about this man-witch and maybe I'll give you some money. You know, and so I become a whore, and that's basically what I am. I'm a showbiz whore. I'll sing about your fucking sloppy Joe mix as long as it pays my mortgage. I have a gorgeous house. I have nice things, and it's because I have to pay for them. And how do I pay for them? I sing fucking Manwich songs. Am I happy about it? No. That's why I'm a bitter, old, miserable queen who drinks, because I'm not happy about it. It is not a fun place to be.
Now, take away the drinks and you got me.
Okay.
You get that?
We're on a level of understanding, my darling.
All right. Well, thank you for helping me wrap that up. I needed some closure to this.
Absolutely. Shall I go now?
Sure. And good luck with your manwich. We'll talk later when you... Let me know when you have a moment and we'll talk. I don't have much follow-up, but... yeah.
All right, my darling. Well, it's been a pleasure.
You too. Thanks, Vera.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, that was interesting. Do I still have the chat room? I don't even know if I'm broadcasting anymore. Casting. Manwiches are good food. Babs likes manwiches. Babs likes manwiches. Babs likes manwiches. I'm just going to say that over and over again. It's my mantra for the day. If I do yoga, am I going to... If I do yoga, there's this shark fountain that's just going to shoot out of my ass and land on other people. I guess I can do it at home using the video. I use the oxygen video on the TV, the show called Inhale. It's on every day. Okay. Let's see. This is conceptual. Not really. I'm just trying to find something to end with. I'm here to fascinate. Here we go. This is how I want to end. I don't think it has music that goes with it, though.
Stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks roamed the earth like big rolling cakes. They had two sets of arms, two sets of legs. They had two faces peering out of one giant head. Then they could watch all around them and they talked while they read. And they never knew nothing of love. And there gods grew quite scared of our strength and defiance, and Thor said, I'm gonna kill them all with my hammer, like I killed the giants. And Zeus said, no, you better let me use my lightning like scissors, like I cut the legs off whales and dinosaurs into lizards. And he grabbed up some bolts and he let out a laugh, said I'll split them right down the middle, gonna rip them right in half. And then the storm clouds gathered above into great balls of fire. And then fire. Cause you had blood on your face, and I had